Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
If I don't do this now, I'm dead. I'm not going to make it to 70. I was never addicted to any drugs, but if I was, that's what this would feel like. You know, this carb addiction, it's horrible. Me was just, I could not stop eating. I was at a point where every day I'd go out and get fast food and just pig out. And then not just a burger, we get two burgers, two meals, a whole large pizza, pint of ice cream. I could not stop. That carb addiction is so strong. Now I'll be going great for 2-3 weeks, and all of a sudden, I need some Chinese food. The second week that I was doing full-on carnivore, my first 30 days, I woke up one Friday, and I thought, wow, I feel great, and nothing hurts. It's like, what the hell? Eating meat? How can you do that? And then I realized I just felt so sharp, and I said, holy crap, this must be what they're talking about. Thank God for that clarity, because it really is the most beneficial thing, more than the weight loss, because now I have hope. I actually feel good. I mean, actually happy now. Before, I was just depressed all the time.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I'm thankful, grateful, and blessed to welcome Bubba to the channel. Welcome, Bubba. How are you doing?
Hey, doing fine. Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, but I came down to Texas, and I've been here since 78. Yeah, my story was I had a pretty good life. As a kid, I wasn't really athletic, didn't join sports or anything, but we did stuff like skiing and got certified as a scuba diver, a PADI certification. In winter, I'd go out and visit my family up in Chicago. We'd go to Wisconsin and Yellowstone or wherever to go snowmobiling. Well, we were really into snowmobiling. Had a niece and nephew, and my brother-in-law took us all out skiing, you know, doing all that kind of fun stuff. But as time went on, you know, getting into mid-30s, everybody got houses and started, you know, not having any money to go do anything. Like, all the money, disposable income was gone. So, because houses are money pits. But anyway, and I was a tech. I was working, you know, as long as I was out there working, I was fine. But then I got a support job, and then I sat on my butt all the time, and I started putting on some weight, and then it got worse. But I also became self-employed. I said, hey, I can do this. I can become a web hosting and mail hosting kind of a guru. So I did that, and it started like in 1998. So I've been doing this for a while. But the bad thing is, I was working out of my house. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't have to do anything. Just roll out of bed. I'm at work.
Right.
And it just got to the point where I got moved less and less. I became very sedentary. And, you know, before you know it, I was, you know, 300 pounds and 350. And next thing you know, it's like, holy crap. I got diabetes type 2. And I had a lot of acid reflux and things like that, all related to being fat. I mean, I never had any of the issues like a lot of your interviewees have, like, you know, box full of medication or anything. Me, it was just, I could not stop eating. I had no off switch. And towards the end, I mean, 65 or 67 is when I finally ran into carnivore world. But I was at a point where every day I'd go out and get fast food and just pig out. And then not just a burger. We get two burgers, two meals, a whole large pizza, a pint of ice cream. it's like, you know, part of me knew that this was not good. I mean, along the way, I've yo-yo dieted also. I tried Nutrisystems, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, and it weight would go up and down, but invariably went back to my old way of eating. And I admit I have a problem with food. It's just, that's my comfort, okay? I'm a single guy, don't have a family, so it was kind of like, I just, that became my crutch, you know, just eating food and then coming, watching Netflix, and then just crashing out in the food coma for hours. And then, of course, I can't sleep at night because I'm rested, and I was miserable. I mean, it was tough, and it didn't happen overnight. People say, how'd you get that big? Well, 1 pound at a time, and I know exactly where they came from because nobody helped me get this way. But, yeah, last year I was so miserable. I felt like I was going to die. And then I came across Joe Rogan. He was interviewing Dr. Peterson, and I was just kind of captivated. I was like, what the hell? Eating meat? How can you do that? Don't they know about the food pyramid, grains and everything? And so anyway, once I ran into that, I started looking around and checked out Michaela, his daughter, Jordan's daughter, and all her things that were fixed by this eating meat diet. And I was like, wait a minute. I spent a week or two going down all these different rabbit holes like everybody else does. Found Dr. Barry, found Dr. Baker, Dr. Chafee, all the usual suspects. And I'm like, wait a minute. Doctors are saying it's okay. I won't die. I was like in disbelief because I love meat. I love meat. But along with pizza and Chinese food and everything else, I had a great appetite. So, I came across your channel, your 30-day update video. And I thought, wow, look at this guy. He's energetic. He's got all this energy. He was on all these drugs. And look what's happening to him. I said, how can I go wrong? I said, if I don't do this now, I'm dead. I'm not going to make it to 70. I just felt like no energy, had no muscle tone. I mean, I was just like a lump in a bag of skin. So anyway, I started the diet and, I went through all the usual tribulations of keto flu. Trust no fart. Yeah, that was me. I mean, I was just about living at home thinking, okay, waiting for the next one to come along. But eventually that did quiet down. And it was tough because I am a carboholic. I was never addicted to any drugs, but if I was, that's what this would feel like, you know, this carb addiction. It's horrible. And so anyway, I did finally, start losing some weight and stuff. But I also had a big problem. I had type 2 diabetes, but I had really bad insulin resistance. I get this big old gut full of visceral fat, and it doesn't want to go away. And so I was kind of disappointed after about a year. I was still 330, 320, and I stalled. And, of course, I'm like in my glucose. I had got a CGM. My glucose said I was 250. I was like, holy shit, how come all these people are doing this diet and they're all losing all this weight? And I am not. But then I realized, okay, I am cheating a lot. Every other week I'd cheat and then feel miserable for a couple of days, get back on it. And I could not get past 330. And then after listening to you about starting a channel and committing, and I said, okay, that's what I got to do. No one here is going to look at me and say, Andy, stay on a diet. So I've got to get some subscribers and get a channel and stuff. And so that's basically what happened. I was telling my sister one day, I said, Harriet, I'm going to do this diet. I'm also going to get a van so I can go camper, van life type stuff. And I'm thinking of starting a channel. I don't know what to call it. And she says, Bubba Gone Wild. I said, whoa. And then I looked it up. Bubba Gone Wild was taken, but Big Bubba Gone Wild was not. So I got the domain, got the mail, got this website. I'm all set. I said, okay, now I got to come up with some content. But it is kind of slow. And, at 3:30, it was pretty bad. But during Thanksgiving, I tried to stick to it, and I was kind of posting a few things. And I got down to 300 when I was up in visiting family up in Chicago. And right now I'm kind of stalled at 300. But again, one thing I didn't do, which is very important, is exercise. You got to exercise. I mean, I've been so sedentary for so long, but every time I started, it hurt. And I knew it was going to hurt. That's why I didn't do it. But finally, after getting to 300, I felt better. I felt lighter. And I went back to the gym a week ago, and now I'm going every other day, order Planet Fitness, and I'm starting to feel good. The first two nights were tough, but I realized, yes, I can do this. And plus, I'm accountable. I got people that are actually going to yell at me if I put my weight back on. I said, no, I can't go backwards. So anyway, it also, during COVID, I had been watching a lot of van life YouTube videos, watching all these people having great adventures out there. And, you know, at the time I had an old Altima, I couldn't do anything. But I thought, you know, I'd like to do that, I think. And however, because of the weight and everything, I was hopeless. You know, that carnivore, I'm getting ahead of myself, I guess, but that carnivore clarity is really what finally convinced me to get started on the channel, sell my car, get a van, and actually gone camping a couple of times. I did a quick van tour video, and I just want to just pursue getting healthy. And I feel really good at 300. But the way it happened, as far as, you know, everybody's got a different story to tell. On the second week that I was doing full-on carnivore, my first 30 days, I woke up one Friday and I thought, wow, I feel great and nothing hurts. And then I realized I just felt so sharp. And I said, holy crap, this must be what they're talking about. And you know, that feeling of hopelessness that I had before wasn't there anymore. It's like, wait a minute, I can do this. I mean, when I was still eating all that crap, I knew it was bad for me, but I just could not stop. I had no self-control, no willpower. And I realized now that it was that fog, probably caused by seed oils, that was kicking my butt. I mean, I saw no way out. I didn't think I was going to hit 70. I mean, I felt so bad. Every day, the only time I went out was to get fast food, drive back. And I mean, it got so bad. I was so heavy that when I'd go fly to visit my family and stuff, I'd have to take the wheelchair, the option to get, you know, from curb all the way to the gate and stuff. And then, of course, the usual problems trying to fit in those seats when you're 375 plus pounds. Oh, my God. I was in utter agony for 2 hours on that trip to Chicago. But anyway, so, yeah, I jumped ahead in there. Sorry about that. But, yeah, that carnivore clarity is what I'm calling it. I actually did a video on my website because I was trying to explain, you know, to my relatives, hey, you get out of the fog. They go, what fog? I'm not in any fog. Right. They don't understand that they are. So I said, okay, I can't say that. I got to say, you're getting, like, it's like a drug. You're getting carnivore clarity, and you're gaining something. You're getting this awareness you never had before. And I think that got them more excited than me telling them, you're in a fog. What right. do you mean I'm in a fog? I didn't do anything. So anyway, yeah, it was that was the most important thing, because that made me realize, hey, I can live a little bit longer. I can, you know, not have to chop off my legs and stuff, because I was getting edema. I was getting I was starting to worry about losing things. Neuropathy was really bad. And I said, you know, thank God for that clarity, because it really is the most beneficial thing, more than the weight loss, because now I have hope. I actually feel good. I mean, actually happy now. Before, I was just depressed all the time. I was never clinically diagnosed with depression, but yes, I was. I could feel it. No hope. I mean, basically, to me, that's like, you can't do anything. So if anything else, anybody out there considering this, do it for the carnivore clarity and not just the weight loss, but everything's feeling good, though. I mean, I feel a little lighter, and I am working towards, you know, getting down to 225 or something like that. And but one mistake I made was...
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members-only videos. We do members-only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
Thinking, okay, all these people have great results, you know, lose their type 2 diabetes in 5 weeks or whatever. Well, I still have type 2 diabetes after a year, and it's because of this large amount of fat, this visceral fat that's actually kind of causing the problem. If I could lose that, then, you know, and I thought that, okay, I lost some weight, so I should be able to stop taking my metformin and stuff or cutting it down. But then the CGM said, hey, you're still 250 every morning. I'm like, what the hell? And then I went to the doctor and he yelled at me and said, hey, don't stop taking it. Your A1C is 9. And I'm like, what? And so I made the assumption that, you know, hey, it was just going to happen like everybody else. But no, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was taking insulin before. I'm not taking it. But I stopped taking both of those around August when my prescriptions ran out. I said, I'm not going to take it. I'm going to lose the weight and it's just going to happen. Well, very dangerous. So, yes, it will still happen. However, I just need to be patient, start exercising, lose this fat. And then, you know, I, you know, it's funny because I feel great. I don't feel like I was before when I had, you know, diabetes. You just feel tired and sluggish all the time. No energy. Well, I've got the energy. It's just that, well, I still cheat every once in a while, even though I know better. But that carb addiction is so strong. Now I'll be going great for 2-3 weeks, and now all of a sudden, I need some Chinese food. But I do skip the rice and stuff. But still, I overeat, and that was another big problem. Not just, you know, eating the wrong food, but overeating. I mean, I was, like I said, I was using food as a crutch. And that really kicked my butt. And that had gone on for decades, you know, putting on all that weight. I'm 68 now. I mean, I've been working at home since I was 40 or so. It's been a while. And then, of course, the diabetes just gotten worse and having to take insulin because, you know, it was just a very sad story. And like a lot of people's. But again, other issues I had, you know, other than edema, the acid reflux and just being fat and not, you know, mobility issues, trying to get around, didn't have any energy or anything. So, yeah, all that's kind of gone away. But I have got to work on my type 2 diabetes for some reason. I mean, I know it's bad. All that sugar is destroying all those internal organs. But, damn, I feel good. Even my legs, which used to be purple because they're not getting any blood, they work fine. They look fine. But still, obviously, the glucose meter does not lie. I have got to get that. So that's my big goal. Get the A1C down and lose some weight. Got a couple of trips planned. Also, bought an e-bike. during Thanksgiving, they had a Black Friday sale, and I just finished putting it together. There was a problem with the battery. They sent me a new one. And but the thing is, people say, well, you know, you're not going to get any exercise on an e-bike. Well, there is pedal assist zero, which is no pedal assist. So my goal is to ride out here on zero and come back under speed or something like that. I haven't been on a bicycle in 50 years. Oh my God. Thank God I can still do it.
That's exciting. Our friend Bill in Alaska, he's got his big mountain bike and he's looking to get an e-bike too. And he's excited to get back on.
Yeah. I mean, just being able to do stuff. I mean, I'm excited. I've been doing like two or three little campgrounds around here. I was going to go out to Arizona to one called Quartzsite, which is a big nomad meeting, but I have to move some equipment for my other job, and I'm not going to be able to go this year. But they have for other trips coming up, and I'm going to try to document them as I go on these trips, and you get a following of people, and they're rooting for you. It's so inspiring. It's like, come on, Andy, you can do it. And I can't let them down. So yeah, and thanks for the suggestion to start the channel. And because I would probably be not losing any weight, still stuck at 330 right about now, if it weren't for the fact that I'm accountable to people. And
I'm glad you did the channel. By the way, there'll be a link in the description below. I encourage everyone to go check out Bubba's channel. I just want to say, too, congratulations on what you've achieved, because a lot of people, it's a hard, hard place you're coming from. And a lot of people would have just not been able to do it or make the progress you're making. So that's incredible.
Well, if it weren't for the clarity, that's the whole key, because nothing's changed other than the fact that my brain's working correctly, or seems to be working correctly. And just, even driving around, you just feel like you're there, instead of.
Yeah. So you said it so good. I love that carnivore clarity, because you're right. You can't explain it to other people because they say I'm not in a fog, because you can't see the fog while you're in the fog, sort of thing. But the truth is, it's kind of sobering. It's like they are actually in a fog, and almost all of humans are in a fog, and it's almost just like a mild intoxication. You're just kind of walking around and it becomes normal after years and years of doing it.
Yeah, it definitely stops you from making good decisions, because even though deep in my heart I knew I was not myself, I could not stop. It's like, why the hell can I just not go tomorrow, not go to get any fast food, and the next day I'm going to get fast food again? It's like, what is wrong with me? And what was wrong is the decision-making process in your brain, and seeing a hopeful outcome. And that's, I finally have that. That is more important than the weight loss, even for me.
When we interviewed Bill for the documentary, he said, that's what I think hell is, when you're hopeless. And it sounds like you were hopeless before. I was as well, and so many others were. I think you're absolutely right. That brain fog clouds all of our decisions and everything. But the other thing that I've realized after doing this for a while is just, you said you were never addicted to drugs, but maybe you were a little bit if you consider sugar a drug, because I never did before. And just like you, I did Nutrisystem, Weight Watchers, vegan, one meal a day, starving myself, fasting. And I had a couple of times where it was just brutal. And I lost like 50 pounds. And I was so excited. Gained it all back. And then some. And it just kept yo-yoing. It wasn't until I did carnivore that I realized, similar to you, it's like I'm out of the brain fog so I can think straighter. But also, I feel like carnivore is kind of an off switch where even when I did keto, I was trying to moderate my addiction to the drug of sugar. I call it a drug. I don't know, in the dictionary, but it's so addictive. And then you have the sugar that's so addictive in the foods that they literally have engineers that make these even more addictive with the other ingredients they put in there. So you want more and more and more. It was like Chick-fil-A. That used to be my go-to. There's like 300 ingredients or something in a chicken sandwich. It's crazy. And it was so addictive too. I was like, oh, I want more. But I just wanted to say, you're doing incredible. And I know you mentioned you have a couple times where you've fallen back, but you're getting better at it, which is great. If I can give you any advice, or not you, but people that are watching this, the thing that I have learned from others that helps when those cravings come are asking yourself, were you eating enough fat? And if you get a craving, eat some fat, because that really has helped me and a lot of other people. And then the other thing that I've noticed with a lot of people that do carnivore, if they're I got in trouble the other day because I did this video and it came out wrong. So I got to be careful how I say things. I did a video where I wasn't telling people like, you got to be 100% carnivore or just don't even bother. That's how it came out. That's not what I was saying. I was saying I have a lot of people that are seriously hopeless like you were, Bubba, with depression or type 2 diabetes. They might lose a limb and they want to try this for 30 days. And my best advice for them is if you're going to do it for 30 days, do it 100% because some people still keep in artificial sweeteners or diet soda or just a little cheat on Saturday. And that seems to, for me, because I did this on keto, and for them, perpetuate those sugar cravings, like where it becomes unbearable. Whereas if you just cut it off, it's usually around 3 weeks or so, it'll just go away forever. And if you have a little bit of it, you have some fat, but I don't know. I don't know if that will help you. I don't know if that's what you're doing, but maybe it'll help others that are watching because that is the most common thing I get from people. Most people doing carnivore have good success. Everyone's different, like you said. Like my wife, Jen, completely different journey than me. She birthed triplets, like hormonal issues, all sorts of other things that she's going through. I totally agree. Everyone's different, but of the people that end up struggling with that, it's usually those two things. They weren't strict 100% when they were like trying, or they weren't getting enough fat. So maybe that will help.
Yeah. One thing I've learned, like when I go work out, I always have like an eighth of a stick of butter or something just to get something in my stomach, because I know if as soon as I get finished, I'm going to be ravenous and I'm going to eat the whole everything.
Right.
Eating butter helps. I don't know. Every once in a while, I go nuts, even though I know better. But usually it's you know, I still don't eat the rice. Like, I got some Chinese food yesterday. Didn't get any rice, didn't get any egg rolls. But you can taste the sugar that's like on the barbecue chicken sticks. And
Well, there's one other thing, too. And I'm not trying to scare you or whatever, but this is one thing that's also helped me that I learned later in carnivore was I feel like a lot of us are healing on carnivore because we get the clarity, like you mentioned. But part of it is our guts are so messed up. Humanity's, all of them. You probably took antibiotics at some point in your life. That's kind of a new thing, like in the grand scheme of since humans have started on this planet to now. And you take some of those antibiotics, it just destroys your gut. Then there's glyphosate and pesticides and all of these other things. But long story short, this is my carnivore epiphany. This is the thing I've been exploring more with the documentary. I feel like a lot of people start healing, and usually around 3 weeks they notice something, and it's their gut healing. And the tricky part is, even if you're eating just a little Chinese, which is a little bit of sugar or whatever in it, it's going to refeed that bad gut bacteria. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to start getting cloudy again, and it kind of perpetuates from there, sort of thing. So I keeping track of the days, it's so silly. I'm 651 days, like I'm still counting this thing, but that helps me too, because then I'm like, man, if I have a little cheat right now, I got to start that all over again. And I could be like, my gut health may be pristine right now, and I just that little bit could mess it up. But I totally get it. Like it's more than just a sugar addiction. It's psychological. Like, you've done this your whole life. I've been there as well. But so it's definitely different for everyone.
Yeah. It's a tough, like, you know, since I was 40 till about 67, you know, just eating, you know, and it got progressively worse. And, you know, people say, how'd you get so big? Well, 1 pound at a time. And I know, I remember every one of them now. And I'm thinking, I'm surprised I'm not dead by now. I marvel that, you know, I'm doing better, because most people with the shape that I was in, you know, the prognosis was, hey, we're just going to keep giving you drugs until cut limbs off and then you're dead. And no, I don't want that.
Right.
I'm so glad that I found you and, you know, all that you've been doing for the community, healing humanity, all that good stuff.
Representing, I appreciate it with the shirt on. Oh, hey, Bubba, one other thing I wanted to say before. You mentioned stalling on the scale. Have you, are you just using a regular scale, or have you gotten one of those smart scales yet?
Just a regular scale. But, you know, I know why I was, because I was doing the cheating thing. You know, I would cheat, and then, of course, that screws you up for 2-3 days. And, you know, like this Thanksgiving, I did great. I didn't have anything, brought deviled eggs for my little treat. But this Christmas, I made a mistake. Didn't eat anything. I went to some friends, and they had all kinds of good food. And I'll be damned. I just cornbread muffins were my downfall. I didn't eat any chips, but everything else was just too much. Yeah. I was sick for 2 days.
It's tough with the holidays too. You get these weird triggers where you're like, you think you're fine, and then the smell or the sound or whatever.
That I should have ate something before I went to that party, you know, that Christmas party. But you live and learn.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing too. It's like these lessons they're valuable, because then you can assess afterwards. And like you said, there's a lot of people that'll think, I'm just gonna have a little cheat, it'll be okay. But then, like you said, 2 days of suffering afterwards. That was a thing that I started realizing, because I haven't cheated on carnivore. I cheated a million times when I did keto, and I did keto for like 10 years. And I had it like Saturday cheat day, Saturday, oh, I got to cheat this time, and then I'm making all these excuses and everything. But never once did I ever cheat. And then the following day, did I say, I'm glad I did that. I deserved it. And now I feel so much better. It's never happened. So it's like, after you do it a couple of times, you start to build that up, and hopefully it'll help. But on the smart scale thing, like you said, you know the reason why, but you may want to consider getting one of those. And if you're not, anyone else watching this, I just want to shout it out, because those are pretty incredible now. I've got a friend, Bob Eater, Bob. He was just talking about this the other day, and he's lost a whole bunch of weight, and they're surprisingly accurate. Jen and I just got one, and it was like, I think they're like $30 on Amazon. They're not even that expensive, $30 or $60. It'll go on your smartphone. But the thing that a lot of people don't realize, some people will stall and the scale will show zero, but you're gaining muscle because you're going to the gym, you're losing fat. And the thing that was crazy with Bob was the bone density change in weight. So he was saying like, okay, I was at this weight and now it's this weight. I lost this much. But then he actually ran different calculations showing how much fat he lost, because he gained muscle and it offsets it. So long story short, for those out there watching, the weight only scale can be very deceiving. Now, it may be true you're not losing weight, but for some people, you may actually be healing or changing body composition or healing other things. But the weight only scale doesn't help. Measurements are another good thing to do, which I always tell people to do, and I never did myself, and I wish I could go back and would have. But you mentioned Dr. Baker earlier. It's just like an hour before talking to you, I was going to go on a call with Dr. Baker, and we had to reschedule it. But I have this little slide I wanted to show you here quick. This is kind of a mess, but let me see. This looks like a crazy person, right? I'm going to show this to Dr. Baker, though, because so there's me on the upper right. I was 262. I'm down to 162. Changed my life. Then there's Bill Knott with a recent picture. He's down almost 300 pounds now.
Yeah, but he looks good.
Yeah, he's doing so well. I like to think of this whole ripple effect. I've heard this before, and I'm like, well, I heard of carnivore through Dante, and I got to give him a big hug and film him for the documentary and thank him. But he's like, well, I learned about it from Jordan Peterson. So I went back to Jordan Peterson. And I'm like, Peterson, Dr. Peterson learned it from Michaela. And then I'm trying to get to the root. And then, so Michaela, from what I've heard, she was like just testing everything because she was so miserable. But I heard, and I'm going to ask Dr. Baker this when I interview him next, I heard that Dr. Baker called her and said, you know, there's nothing wrong with just doing meat only. You don't have to feel weird about that, because she was still adding in like some vegetables and other things like that. So I think that might be what kicked it off. But anyways, it's kind of a crazy looking graphic, but it's just interesting, that whole ripple effect. So you found through Dr. Jordan Peterson on Joe Rogan. I pretty much did too. And then when you think of just the downstream effect of that, and now you're going to inspire people, Bill is inspiring people. Like, we're filming this whole documentary. So that was going to be my question, putting Dr. Baker on the spot. Like, do you realize what you've done? this ripple effect, really, it really starts spreading. It's crazy. We're doing a big meetup in Arizona on Saturday. And my mom's going to come out and speak. And she's been carnivore now for 600 days. Just crazy. I never would have imagined. So.
Yep, the ripple continues. That's good.
Yeah.
And people have been doing this actually, reading, you know, back before even Dr. Baker, but he put a name on it. And that, I think, was the important thing. Not just saying a low carb diet, but, you know, carnivore is catchy. And plus, look at him as a prime, healthy human example. My God. All these workout videos he's doing. Holy moly.
I've been watching some of those lately. It is so inspiring. I'm like, I got to get out and do more. This is crazy.
Start skipping more.
Right? He did the one where he was doing like almost a weird thing. I was like, that's the dance I do when Jen makes me bacon at home. The bacon dance. But you're right though, in that most of my doctors I had weren't healthy, but they were giving me advice on, you got to do this, you got to do that. So I'm like, Dr. Chafee, Dr. Baker, Dr. Hampton, like all these guys. Dr. Kiltz looks incredible. He's almost 70. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll listen to these guys. They're actually practicing what they're preaching, kind of thing.
Right.
What sort of advice, Bubba, would you give to someone if they're thinking of starting carnivore? Because it was crazy for you when you first started.
Well, yeah, I mean, all our life we've been taught, you know, the food pyramid, FDA says you got to do this, you know, grains are important and all that crap. And they've been lying to us. They've been lying so bad. And again, it's because they're paid off by big pharma and big food companies and stuff. And that's what makes me so mad. I'm so mad that I wish I had done this 20 years ago if I'd known about it. I guess I'm going to try to see what else, how much longer I can live, you know, doing this, eating correctly for the rest of my life. But man, if I had done this 20 years ago, I'd been so much further ahead. But hey, it is what it is. And there's a lot of big Bubbas out there at the Walmarts. I go shopping and see them all. And if I could just say, look, guys, if you just eat the meat, fix your brain and everything else will follow. I mean, the brain is the most important thing, getting that nutrition, the fat in your brain and getting it fed. I really think that's critical, because it wasn't until that happened that I finally realized, this is the rest of my life. I've got no other choice. Nothing else would even compare. And thank goodness for that. Thank goodness for you and your channel and the documentary you're doing. I'm looking forward to it. Support it any way I can.
I really appreciate it. I'm excited about the documentary. We're so close now. We filmed over 43 interviews. We just have like a handful more to go. So going to Arizona in just a couple of days to film Tammy Peterson and Laura Spath and Chris Spath. Have you watched Laura Spath at all?
Yeah, I've watched everybody.
You watch them all? You're just like me. That's a carnivore thing, right? Like nonstop carnivore content. You know why that is though, Bubba? I've thought about this a lot recently. I heard this quote, and the quote was, actually, I think I have it over here. Let me see this real quick. The quote was, let me see one sec here. Pull this up. I don't want to mess it up. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And us as carnivores, we're the weird ones, right? Like if you don't have other community around you, even if it's just other YouTube videos, you go to your friends and families and they're eating sugar and you're the weird one. And it makes it so much harder. I used to be so cynical on like the membership sites, coaching, like, what do I need a coach for? You eat meat. It's easy. And I was so foolish. It's not easy. It's hard. We're addicted. We have triggers and we're living in a world where we're the weird ones out. So I think that's probably why you watch a lot. Maybe, I don't know. That's for me too. Like some of the stuff too. I'm like, I don't need to learn this anymore, really. I'm watching some stuff. I'm like, I got it all figured out, but I still watch it. Even the Q&A is like with Dr. Barry or Dr. Hampton, some of those guys, I still watch the Q&As. I'm like, I don't need these questions answered anymore. But
that's right. You're the expert.
About the community.
Well, I think the people that are carnivores are the most hopeless, the ones that had no other choice. I go to my family and, you know, yeah, they're all a little overweight, but none of them were in the condition I was. No. You know, they used to not want me to come over because they were afraid I might have a heart attack while I was over at their house. Go home and have a heart attack. Don't have one here. But, you know, I tried talking to them and they're like, But, you know, they have no interest. But hopefully, you know, they've seen I lost a little bit. By next year, I go up there again and they'll say,
hey, who's this guy? Little Bubba.
I started looking at some pictures of me when I was in my 20s and stuff. It's like, holy crap, who is that guy? I mean, I was not fat. I was normal. Actually, I had a great time, you know, doing stuff. But I tell you, the addiction is so horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, what you said earlier really rung true to me, too. I was thinking about this recently, was the fact that you were so sick and hopeless. I was so sick and hopeless. And it was for the profits of big food and big pharma. Essentially, that's what it was. It's like business run. And it's weird for me, too, because I'm like, I'm pro business. Great. Like, we live in America. Start your own business. But when every single incentive is solely to make more money, this is where we end up with where we're getting kids hooked. Kids are walking around in the world right now with fatty liver. It's crazy. Yeah. It's just crazy. Getting kids hooked early at a young age, and every single incentive is to get us hooked and keep us hooked. And
well, the thing that pisses me off is, again, is the lying. They lied to us. They, you know, straight to our face. Agencies we depended on, CDC, FDA, I don't know who the rest of them are. You know, they said, hey, this is good for us, when it wasn't. They lied to us. Yep. And ever since then, I don't trust the government for anything. I mean, no more vaccines for me. Screw that. I'm not taking any drugs. I used to take a yearly flu shot, all that, pneumonia shot. No more. Screw it.
I'm with you 100%. That was the biggest thing I learned on carnivore too. It's like, this is just, it's not that I'm eating magic meat. It's magic and now everything's better. It's that we're not eating the garbage anymore is true, but it's just the most natural thing to eat. And when you do what's natural, you heal. And a lot of those medications, those are science experiments. They don't even know. Like the thing that pissed me off with a lot of those medications too was, oh, Carrie, we don't know what's causing your depression. Here's a prescription. How can you write a prescription if you don't know what the cause is? That's one of the big things that makes me mad about modern medicine too. There's so many things people go in for and they're just told, we don't know. You're just, it's you, Bubba. You're a fluke. There's something wrong with you, but here's some medication. Trust me. Take these statins, take this medication. You have to. So bad.
Yeah. My goal is to get off of everything. I mean, I don't want to go to the doctor unless I got a broken leg or an arm or something like that. But as far as, I mean, I feel great every day. It's hard to describe. I used to take Nexium, prescription Nexium for acid reflux. Then I took it over the counter. None of that stuff. I mean, it was so horrible. And long-term use of that's probably going to be about, hey, right now, feel good. And that's why I talked to Dave. You know, I want to give my story. I'm just people my age, you know, older folks that are just sitting there watching TV. I'm hoping that they think about it and say, well, look, let's go ahead and eat some meat and go out there and have some fun. So that's why I started the channel. But again, primarily because no one's keeping tabs on me except my subscribers. My family's up in Chicago. I live here myself. And I can't go back. I mean, my God, my family will laugh at me. Right? Laugh at me if I ever put more weight on or anything like that. But no, I know it's not going to happen. So it's just going to take me longer because I get these cheap feelings every once in a while, but no. Just to get to 300, I feel so much lighter. Now, from 330 to 300, it's like, wow, I can move better. Well, what's it going to be like when I get to 320 or 225? Oh, my God, I'd be like light as a feather.
Besides the weight, the other thing that's crazy, and this is from personal experience, but talking to a ton of carnivores is, I think I was on day 100 and I was talking to Dr. Chafee and I was like, I feel so good. I was obnoxious, but it was true. I was so hopeless and so sick for so long. I just felt incredible. And he was like, Carrie, it gets better. Just wait. And he was talking about the science behind it, like your mitochondria regenerating and then this happens and your hormones balance and then that happens and the cells, you go through autophagy and you get rid of all those old cells. And he's like, but if you stick to it, you keep doing it. And he was telling the truth because I'm on day 680 or something now, and it just keeps getting better. The sleep gets better. The clarity gets better. The thing that has been most amazing for me is besides the carnivore clarity, besides getting over the depression, I used to just pray to be normal. I was jealous. This is how sick I was. I would be jealous of people that were normal. I had this. We just went through Christmas. I remember Christmas, I think it was about 3 years ago, an aunt came over and she was just overflowing with joy to see her niece. She's like, oh my goodness. And she was so happy. And I was so depressed. I was sitting in the corner looking at her and I was so jealous thinking I will never in my life feel 1% of that joy that I would. And then I would pray, like I would just give anything to just be normal. Well, long story short, like on carnivore now, I would have given anything to just be baseline. I'm the opposite. Like I'm so full of gratitude. It's the gratitude thing is just crazy to me. I don't know if you've started to experience that yet. So it can take longer for others, but a lot of carnivores I talk about gratitude. 43 interviews we've done. You would be amazed how many people we go there to interview them about one thing, and then they're talking about gratitude. I'm like, and people that have gratitude are like awesome people. You want to be around people like that.
Well, your attitude changes towards life. I mean, like I told you, I'm a happier person. I was an introvert. I used to just sit at home and, you know, watch Netflix all the time. But now I don't mind going out there talking to somebody. And you get this feeling that I can handle anything that, you know, life throws my way. It's like, okay, before I used to be worried about finances, this, that, the other, and my health, whatever. But now it's like, okay, if something happens, I'll figure out a way. You know, it's like you see that through the clarity that there is an option. You just have to think about it. And that has helped me immensely. I mean, just things about business, whatever, and wanting to do this lifestyle and stuff as far as the van life, that I'm looking forward to it. But that's got to come first before anything. You got to get to that point where you wake up and realize, hey, there's just a solution to this. You don't have to keep eating till you die.
Right.
And of course, with carnivore, you're not hungry. You're satiated. It's amazing. So yeah, I can't thank it enough. And I thank you guys and the whole community for finding this. If I hadn't found it, I'd be done. I mean, I'm grateful.
I'm with you. I'm with you. That's a question I usually ask people. Where would you be had you not I don't even like to think about it. I can't even imagine.
No, it'd be sad. I just wish I had found it sooner. But you know what? Thank God. At least maybe I won't die, you know, and break a leg or something and stuck in the house for, you know, without nobody knowing that I'm just sitting there enabled. Right. So, yeah. But anyway, I just want to come on and encourage older guys. Hey, you know, usually most people like meat anyway, but you just need somebody to tell you that it's okay to eat just meat and not worry about the vitamins and everything else. So, it worked for me, and especially starting the channel, and thank you for that. I actually, it's kind of fun, you know, commenting, returning comments, and, you know, people saying, hey, you know, good luck and all this stuff. People to tell me their stories of how they've been a carnivore for 3-4 years. And
right.
It's actually fun.
I know. I've been doing YouTube for years for homesteading stuff. I was only going to do one carnivore video, and I'm hooked. Like, but I needed it. I really needed it. And people, I'm so strict on carnivores. People are like, oh, Mr. Perfect. But like I said, I cheated a million times on keto, but I think that community has really helped me. And the other thing I was going to say was, if you or anybody watching needs more of that, I'm not trying to upsell people, but we have our new membership site, right. And there's something in there that I absolutely love. So it's healinghumanity.life. There's a promo code in the description if anyone's interested, but we do a couple Zoom calls, which are great. It's nice to be accountable with other people, have like social media just for carnivores. But the thing that's been really cool is my friend Lynn, who's midlife carnivore, her and Adam and Constance started this breaking addictions group, and there's Zoom calls, and we do them 3 or 4 times a week. And it's like the 12 step program, but for food addiction. And honestly, Bubba, when I first heard about this, I was rolling my eyes. Like, I'm not going to be into this. I don't want to participate with this. I am like hooked on these. I don't know what it is. It's like meditation. It's something, but like I said, I've been really strict on carnivore, but I could fall out. Like Christmas time, I walk by some cookies. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like I treat this like it's a addiction to a hard drug that I could fall off anytime. So those groups have really helped me. We go on there and we'll talk like, what am I struggling with? What am I helping? We encourage each other. And there's like buddies and sponsors. So if people are watching right now and you're like worried about falling off and you can just go on there and get a buddy and you can call them up. You can talk to them, get prepared around the holidays. Thankfully, we're through the holidays, because sadly, that's when most people end up having the most issues.
Right. Yeah, I've been following your stuff and watching the podcasts and the lives and stuff. You know, great work you're doing. And you know, just being around people, like you said, it just invigorates you. You know, you feel like you belong. you know, trying to explain this to my family when I was up there, it's like, you know, deaf ears. They're like, yeah, you know, you got to eat grains, you got to eat vegetables. You know, what the hell? So yeah, it's a tough sell, but like you said, and other doctors have said, just be an example. So I'm going to shut up and go up there and say, look, you can look like this too, or feel like this. I mean, the biggest thing is my mood, my being happy and you know, enjoying life. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. But yeah, that's basically my story. Carnivore clarity is the most important thing, and just getting started, I think, is tough. I don't know what else to say. It's just, I feel great. I want to tell everybody about it, but nobody's listening.
They might be listening. That's the tricky part. You're planting seeds. And even on your YouTube channel, there's people you've probably reached already that just never happened to go back, find your video, and leave a comment sort of thing. So and people are going to watch this video, and I guarantee you, you're going to inspire them. That's one of the things I'm really passionate about in particular is, like you said, you're almost 70, you said, right?
Yes. So 69 next May.
Awesome. May. That's the thought that so many people work their entire lives to get to retirement age. And then they have all sorts of mobility issues. Or my grandfather at 64, I think he was, just had a massive stroke. Worked his whole life, two jobs, worked his butt off. Like a year of retirement and then just a massive stroke. And then it's worse now than ever, but there's hope. That's why I'm glad you're sharing your story, Bubba, because I had a gentleman on Ron Nichols. Like, he was one of my second people on my YouTube channel 630 days ago. I'm so glad I had him on because I had a lot of people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s saying, I did it too, and it's working. And they were saying, people that get to 70 and say, it's just old age, I can't walk anymore, and I have mobility issues. Yes, you're going to slow down at that older age, but these people were saying, most of that is just the food they're eating. It's just their body's completely inflamed from the foods they're eating. If they would eat better, they'd have such a better life in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, like when you should be able to enjoy some things. So I'm really glad you're sharing your story for that reason too.
You can do it. You can feel great. And it's just, you know, it feels like you're almost on a drug or something. Like, wow, I'm high.
Right.
I feel too good to be just, you know, from eating meat. Come on. But no, it's a marvelous thing. And I have hope. Might even live to 80. Who knows? 80 was never even a possibility before. 70 was kind of pushing it for me. But Oh, yeah.
You keep on the right track. You may surpass 100. I'm not saying that lightly either. There's a lot of evidence. Dr. Chafee's talked about this before. I know you started later, but it's amazing how your body will heal if you just
keep you know, we've had good genes in my family. You know, I squandered mine by getting type 2 diabetes because nobody else in the family has it. I was the only one that just overfed myself and beat myself up. It's amazing that when I think of all the food that I consumed over all these years that I'm still here, but no more beating myself up. No more, you know, I'm going to see whatever else is left, but yeah, everybody in the family's got pretty good longevity. And, so I'm hoping maybe those good genes will fix all the crap I did to me. Right. We'll see. But again, thank you very much. You and your family are inspiring, and your whole carnivore community, the weekly updates you do on Thursday and Sunday afternoons, you know, with Jen, and watched all that stuff. Yours are the ones I always watch everything from. The other ones I can do is like catch as can. But yeah, thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for all your support. I really appreciate it. And I'm really happy you got a YouTube channel going. I'm looking forward to watching some of your van videos coming up, because those are fun adventures to watch. So everyone that's watching, go give Bubba some love and some support. It's Big Bubba Gone Wild on YouTube. And I'll put some other links from Bubba in the description below so you can check out his website and stuff like that too. Sound good, Bubba? Anything else you want to mention before we wrap up?
No, thanks. And I hope everybody has a great new year, and hopefully see you out there on the road, you know, getting the van life and just have some fun. Before we go, before we check out, there's no dress rehearsals. We only got one life to live, so we may as well make the most of it.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Bubba.
All right. Bye.